This goes to Kurt, K-U-R-T, Boyd, B-O-Y-D, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-802-8446. Regarding Michael Livermore, his middle initial is T like Tom, Livermore, L-I-V-E-R, M like Mary, O-R-E. Birth date is 2-4 of 1958. Dear Mr. Boyd, this is a consultation for Mr. Livermore, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, which were noted about a year ago, March 2nd of 2022. Creatinine had jumped from 1.2 in 2021 up to 1.4, and the estimated GFR is 51 at 1.4. And then when rechecked in October of 2022, creatinine is still 1.4. He's had no significant health changes to his knowledge. He is having difficulty, though, with nocturia 3 to 4 times a night, so he feels like he doesn't sleep well, and he is urinating more during the day. He's had a history of kidney stones and had to have basket retrieval of the kidney stones 3 times. He is not sure of the composition of the kidney stones, though. But he has made recent changes to his diet. He consumes mostly water, avoids soda pop, and does not drink excessive amounts of tea or coffee. He does try to follow a low-salt diet very carefully also. He denies chest pain or palpitations, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no headaches or dizziness. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no incontinence, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena, no edema, no suspicious rashes or lesions. Past medical history is significant for benign prostatic hypertrophy, hyperlipidemia. Complex right renal or bilateral renal cysts were found on recent ultrasound. That was done November 7th of 2022. Vitamin D deficiency, insomnia, history of multiple kidney stones. Past surgical history, he's had a colonoscopy, several colonoscopies. He's had a tonsillectomy, vasectomy, and basket retrieval of 3 kidney stones. He's unsure of which kidneys were affected, if one or both were affected. Social history, the patient is married, lives with his wife, he is retired, he does not smoke cigarettes, and he does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. Family history is significant for heart disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and cancer. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, vitamin D3, 1 daily, CoQ10, 200 milligram daily, Flomax, 0.4 milligram daily, Viagra, 50 milligram as indicated, fenofibrate, 145 milligram daily, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, and he does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height 65 inches, weight 162 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 70. Pulse is 71. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no ascites, non-tender. Extremities, no edema, no suspicious rashes or lesions. And labs and kidney ultrasound. Most recent lab studies were done 10-10 of 2022, and creatinine at that time was 1.4. Then 3-2-22, 1.4 creatinine. Prior to that, the creatinine levels in 2021 was 1.2 with estimated GFR just over 60. We also have calcium 9.6, sodium 138, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 28, normal liver enzymes, and his hemoglobin 13.9 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. PSA level, most recent one was done 3-1 of 2021, and that was 1.79. Assessment and plan, elevated creatinine level for two consecutive readings. Those need to be rechecked this week to determine if that is a transient elevation or if and he may return to baseline of the 1.2 creatinine. And then we'll just require monitoring of labs every 3 months thereafter. Two, benign prostatic hypertrophy. The kidney ultrasound showed the right kidney of 11 centimeters and the left kidney of 11.6. And there were complex cysts in both of the kidneys. And he's going to also be evaluated by the urologist, Dr. Mills. He's had a referral to Dr. Mills for further evaluation. It just hasn't been scheduled yet. So we will continue, we will recheck labs this week. He'll continue his low-salt diet, and he will avoid the use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary, oh, the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.